Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, single parents and relationships.
Keep coming and people are like, they start thinking, huh, why is he back again? You know, like...
Yeah,
then eventually you say, you know what, guys, so he's a good guy. Yeah.
It is a complicated thing. Extremely complicated.
It's the uncle you never met.
I know.
Now, you know.
In our day-to-day relations, there are several challenges out there. But what about for single parents? They need some love too, right? So how do they make it happen? Do they also involve their children right away in the process of dating and relationships? Or is that a turnoff for some people? Or there have to be a special way to go about it? Well, tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show. I have my colleagues
Tigisti
today.
Yemi.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Alrighty. And also Kathy Stanley. Welcome back.
Thank you, Sunday. Always good to be here on Let's Talk.
Alrighty. And tonight we'll be discussing single parenting and relationships. Some people say love is complicated, especially when one involved a single parent. And some say this is just as any other relationship. So, I spoke to Martens Ekombo from Cameroon, and I wanted to know his take.
For me, I think first that a single parent has a lot of responsibility. That is, for you to cope with your busy life and handle other responsibilities, like taking care of maybe your kid or your kids and stuff like that, it's definitely a very heavy burden. But when it also becomes a dangerous thing when the parent is dating, knowing that he or she is single and is also taking care of maybe taking care of the kids, and then maybe the partner who he or she is having is not lovely to the kids who the partner has. That's the first thing.
Okay.
It also becomes a little bit dangerous when maybe a woman is single, maybe she has a daughter who is also grown up, and then the woman brings in a partner or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and then the man begins to eye the partner's daughter, you know, or vice versa, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And also, Martin Zekombo, tell me something. What about those with small children? You know, with small children, it's not easy. How do you tell them, this is my boyfriend, this is my girlfriend, regarding our African cultures and all that? And how do you make that happen, man?
It is a complicated thing.
Uh-huh.
Extremely complicated.
Yeah.
Because if for example, I think for some of those families that have been in a relationship before and had children, siblings in the course of that relationship, and then they break up and now they are single parents, there is one thing that cannot be avoided: telling lies.
I know.
Because if a child has been seeing maybe the dad at home all the time, and then the dad is no more there, and then he or she now sees another man, definitely the mom would definitely say, that's uncle.
Oh, yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah, I know. This is Uncle John. And
each time that the baby or the child will always ask the mom. Mm. Mom, where is daddy? Mom is always obviously might have to lie. Mm. Like, daddy went to work, daddy traveled, and stuff like that.
Thank you, Maritenza Kombo. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing single parents and relationships. So, I want to welcome you guys to tell me, what do you think? When you have a relationship, or when you're stepping into a relationship, you find someone with children, how does that work? Is it an easy option, maybe, for ladies to step into a relationship and having a new name, stepmother? Oh, this is not a very good thing. Oh, it's a blessing. What do you think? Kathy Stanley, let me start with you.
Wow, that depends. I don't think it's easy.
Okay.
I think it depends on so many different elements. The age of the children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a guy, speaking from a woman's perspective, I don't think a guy is going to introduce his children to you unless it's serious.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Now, if he does introduce his children to you, then you know it's pretty serious relationship. And you
and
might be
owned.
Here to stay.
All right. You're there to stay. Yeah, of course. All right. Tell me, Tegisti, to your part, what do you think about stepping into a relationship for a young lady or a woman mm-hmm. or a man and finding yourself?
I guess to begin with, a foundation for every relationship is love and willingness to accept each other, love each other, and respect each other, right?
Yes.
So if that relationship is serious and you love that person really... it doesn't matter if they have kids because you love that person with every weakness, every strength and all that. But again, like Kathy said, now age of the children matter.
Okay.
And especially if it's the woman who have a child, does she have enough time to spend with her new lover if mm-hmm. the kids are young? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you don't give him enough time, obviously that's going to be a problem.
Okay.
And sometimes if the kids are a little older, I don't know if I personally feel comfortable like bringing someone in my house and I'm
You're
protective
right.
of my kid. So that all plays to it. But at the end of the day, it right. happens. There are times it works very well. Mm-hmm. And there are people who have challenge in making it work. Mm-hmm. So it depends on your personality and the love and the foundation, I guess.
Okay. Personality, love, and a foundation. Okay, so many interesting views and so many differences. Tonight, let's talk. We're discussing single parents and relationships.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Thing I want to ask you, ladies. Of course, maybe from men's view, it's going to be different. Let's hear from you, ladies. Here
you can
tonight.
Chip in on that.
Oh, okay. Yes, I will, maybe. You know, when you're a single parent and then you're dating, I don't have the experience, but I see this through my brother. So it's like a thin line to walk, especially when you're trying to bring, like you said, bring home that lady you're dating. And you have your children in the house. Well, how are you going to introduce them? How are you going to make them comfortable to her? And how is she going to be comfortable to them? So you're trying to create that mutual relationship between those two. And it's not an easy endeavor. But anyway, how long is it going to take for someone to be introduced to somebody who has children? if it's serious, you're saying, yeah, but how long? And what do you need for a young lady or for you as a lady, Kathy? How long would that situation take for that somebody to be in your house?
I don't think you can put a timeline on it.
Okay.
You really, really can't. It just has to be trust. You know, do you trust this man to come into your house and meet your children? I mean, I think that's really, really important. I mean, you really can't put a time on it. I think you just have to feel it. Whenever the time is right, you're just going to have to really feel it. In my opinion.
In your gut.
In my gut opinion.
Okay.
There's no time frame for you.
There's no time frame for me.
Okay.
It could be 6 months. It could be a year.
Okay. But also, is this something that you think is going to be easy for you to have this person who has children, or when you have your own and he doesn't? Is it going to be easy to make that connection and then you guys become one? Or you think always it's going to be different from someone who doesn't have kids at all? Is it going to be different?
I think it could be easy and it could be hard. It just depends on the kids. It depends on, you know, the person that you're dating. You know, depends on the personalities. And again, mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to the age. It depends on the age. Now, if the kids are a little older, I think it might be a little harder. I really do.
Why is that?
Because when you're a little older, say if your kids are a little older, they're set in their ways.
Mm-hmm.
They might be upset that their father or mother is dating somebody because they're thinking about their own, you know, father or mother.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just trick them by saying, this is my friend. They know what you're going
to do. Exactly.
When they're younger, it's easier.
You're right. That's true.
This is daddy's friend. This is mommy's friend. Okay.
It's a big difference. And then it gets to the point of kids, they don't like each other. That's hard.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you have to make those kids connect now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anybody has to connect and really like each other and trust each other.
Yeah.
I think it's a big deal, but it happens, of course, all the
time. Yeah, of course it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I guess, you know, full disclosure, I'm married. Like, I don't want to sound like, you know...
Yeah, you just speak off mind.
I have a 2-year-old son, and I can imagine, like, when you have a child, you kind of try to understand the position of, like, try to be in that position and see how hard it is for a single mom and single dad, either ways. But I guess, like, relationships work best when they are spontaneous, you know? Even, like, take the kid's situation out of the picture.
Okay.
And if it's from your heart and you really like each other, you'll find a way to work, to make it work. So we see a lot of relationships, right, when they have kids and even like the age difference, like younger girls marrying older men and vice versa.
Exactly, yeah.
From outside, we'll think, oh, this is hard. How is it working? But for those individuals, it works. So if it's spontaneous, of course there will be a challenge, but in every relationship there's always hardship. There's always something you deal with. It is a culture wise or your religion or even what you want to eat or what side of bed you want to sleep on, you know. So I think it depends on the the love level.
Hold it right there. You understand?
Scatter my brain, yo. Beautiful lady, yo. That can Africa lady, yo.
Hi. I sing in the song for Panya. Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, in a Washington studio with Cafe Stanley and Tigist Gemi. Right now, we are discussing single parents and relationships. According to a psychologist, Dr. Christy Pickiewicz, a number of dating best practices for single parents are: 1. Realizing that you're not just forming a relationship, you are creating a family. And also, offer soft invitations to older children. So, I spoke to David Barasi all the way from the city of Nairobi, Kenya, and I wanted to know his take.
There are two major issues, basically, that will affect the relationship of a single parent who are interested to begin dating.
Okay. And when you're dating in single parenting setup, do you think it's okay to go ahead and involve your children in the process?
Sure. Why not? Because if you begin having such a relationship, then it's good that you inform your the partner that you have a child, you're a single parent, or you have children. You have to be open about that and be able to have them know that this is happening in your life. Unless you do that and create a foundation that establishes the trust from the onset, then you have problems in the future.
Now, do you think for some men this is a turnoff, or for some ladies once they find out someone has a child or something like that?
Sure, it is. It is. That's a big problem. And actually, if you get a person who is not ready to understand that you are a single parent because of a particular reason, what happens for you to be a single parent, or you lost a partner, or you separated, or you disobeyed particular principles, then it becomes a problem for these such people to trust you.
Yeah,
if you're able to open this up in a manner that is well understood by the partner, then it becomes very easy for them to trust you. Then you have to introduce them to the particular children that you have, particular child that you have. And then that way, if they're able to start understanding each other, is actually going to enhance the relationship you're establishing. But if this is not worked out, then you'll have problems with the relationship with that person, have problems with the trust, and in the future you may not have a proper relationship with this person.
Yes, David, there's a saying in Tanzania that they say, if you love a pumpkin, you gotta love its leaf as well. So if a man loves a woman with a child, he has no choice but to love that kid, okay? So is it also easy for women to do that, especially when they're coming in and having a title of a stepmother?
I don't believe it is easy to aid a party.
Okay.
It depends on the kind of person you're talking about, or the person who is interested in you. Some people would love you the way you are with your child or your children. They will say, because I love you, then I will take everything that you have, just like the Tanzanians say. But those people are very few who will be able to say, okay, I'm taking you and I'm accepting you with your children, with your child. I love you the way you are. There are very few people who do such a thing. It is a little bit tricky for single people. The single people who are single parents, I mean.
I know.
It's very important here is to realize which kind of person you're relating with.
Yeah.
And from the onset, open up about every person that is around you, including your children. Because the person who you're relating to knows that you're a single parent, then they should know that they have a larger responsibility.
Thank you, David Barasi from Nairobi, Kenya. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing single parents and relationships. According to psychologytoday.com, for many single parents, casual dating can be frustrating and also annoying. And sometimes looking for a new partner can be downright frightening.
Here's my other question. When you come to having titles, this is a title with relationship. Of course, you become someone's fiancé or someone's girlfriend or someone's boyfriend and stuff like that, and vice versa. You see these children around. And of course, it doesn't mean if you're single with children, you cannot have a good time. All right? Mama needs to have a good time and dad needs to have a good time. So, So how do you think, for single parents, you have to make it happen? How do they make
it
happen?
Put the kids to bed early.
You have to plan.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Plan ahead of time. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not easy.
I know.
But, of course, people do it all the time, and you always make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it is about planning. We're going to do this on Friday night, whether you need to get a sitter, you get your sitter. or whatever. But it
or
it
find
is,
mama or whoever mother.
Exactly.
You gotta. You always build like a support system when you're single mom or dad, right? It's yeah. always hard. So I guess yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you.
It can definitely happen.
And there wouldn't be any problems.
Right. Yeah. If you coordinate and plan, you could make it happen. Of course, just like you said, you know, mom and dad need a social life too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. They need that. Of course. So, okay.
Sunday, I think, like, even when new parents, I'm a new parent, a mom, so I understand, like, sometimes even though my husband is with me, we forget to have fun. We're always mm-hmm. focusing on the child and mm-hmm. we don't go out. But I think even single moms and dads should think about, like, going out, taking a break from a child. Mm-hmm. It's very important. Like, it refreshes you and you'll be a good person for your child.
Right.
Like, being a good parent doesn't mean sticking with the child 24/7. Mm. It's not. So you need the time to relax, have fun, and when you come back, you're fresh. You'll invest more energy towards your child. So
right.
people should find a way always to, you know, give time to themselves and relax.
Yeah,
relax,
because you get time to release your stress, too.
Yeah.
It's too much out there.
Yeah. You need that balance.
Exactly.
You need that balance. I think it's so important.
The balance, yes.
The balance. You have to have it.
Yeah, you have to. And this is why I'm asking Kathy Stanley. Some people say, I want to go, have fun, good times and everything. But nobody is coming between me and my child. Nobody. So I'm like, okay. How? I mean, when people say that, what do they mean, really?
Well, of course, your child's going to be the most important thing in your life.
Okay.
And I think if when you're meeting a guy and you have a child, your child's going to come first. No matter what. No matter what he says, what he does. To me, your child should come first.
And also, you have to set up a good example of being a good person, all-rounded person. You don't mm-hmm. want your child to see you always doing, you know, cooking and staying in the house. Mm. If a single mom does all for her child, her baby, and she have fun, she works, she does everything, she's like teaching him life, how life works. You don't give up. You keep doing it. You make it happen. So you're setting a good example.
That's true.
If you're happy, your child is happy. They do what they learn from seeing and watching you. So I think it's also setting a good example for the kids.
Right.
And you know what else I always think about? You know, should you date someone who doesn't want to meet your child?
That's a good question, too. Uh-huh. What do you think?
I would say no.
Why?
If a person doesn't want to meet your children, I just don't think that you should pursue. I mean, you could, of course, be friends. And
unless you just
want
to have fun.
That's what I mean. Be friends and just hang out. But as far as pursuing a serious relationship,
right.
No, because your children are going to be a big part mm-hmm. of that relationship. But I have heard of that happening, though.
Yeah, I actually appreciate that honesty. Like,
that is
if
true.
That person is not pretending, they're just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And I think, is this something that you find maybe many single ladies are having a hard time to date because of this? Because you find single ladies with children, and they're meeting this guy, very nice, but some of them say, you know what, I think he's not ready for my children. And vice versa. Is this something maybe preventing? I don't know.
I think so.
All single ladies are looking too much into the details of sometimes. Some people maybe, who they are really bringing to their lives, rather than just a single person who doesn't have any kids.
You know how they always say, if you're dating someone, you're dating a whole family.
Right? Especially in Africa, if you're marrying somebody, you remember time of night. There's a whole entire family involved here.
You know, that was what I was trying to say, because from my experience, uh-huh. I can talk like how our communities are. I'm uh-huh. from Ethiopia. Mm. Even single moms, they don't have that problem of like not finding a man. Mm. Because usually in our culture, women don't really look forward to go out on Friday and Saturdays. It's if you date, it's about cooking and bringing that person in the house.
Men
love that.
Oh yeah, like eating. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and even though the child is in the house, they always like try to cook for the man, clean the house, and make it like an environment. So I
like that.
I don't know
about. Yeah, they say in Africa the way
do that in America.
Yeah,
I know, because what we say in Africa,
right.
The way through a man's heart through the stomach,
That's
my friend.
True. That is true.
But Africans, even here,
mm-hmm.
I know single moms with two kids, three kids, one kid.
Okay.
If they're dating, they're cooking on Friday for
right.
that.
I like that.
That's a good thing, right?
I think here in the United States, sometimes when you meet someone, you don't want to just bring them to your home that quickly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have kids there.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess in your country,
it's
totally different.
Yeah, it's right. totally different.
Yeah. So somebody
right?
just woke up. Yeah.
yeah.
Right. Somebody
yeah.
like, boom, right at home. And like, oh, okay. I'm here. This is your uncle. All right. But hey.
Yeah, yeah. It's the uncle you never met.
I know.
Now, you know.
But and this is the thing I'm also trying to find out. The way you're going to bring this introduction, the way you're going to bring this person into your family, like, of course, you're talking about Africa now, you're bringing into the family. How are you going to do that?
I guess it starts with, like we said, uncle, friend. It will
okay.
come, oh, we work together, or I met him somewhere, and, you know, like, he's from Ethiopia, he's from Africa, so, you know, you're just building a big community here, mm-hmm. keep coming, and people are like, they start thinking, huh, why is he back again, you know, like,
oh, yeah,
then eventually you say, you know what, guys, so, he's a good guy, yeah. And then by the time you formally introduce him,
uh-huh.
Everybody knows him, so you don't really need to explain that much.
So no much effort.
Yes.
Maybe you should make that introduction.
Hold it right there. You tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back. Welcome back. This is The Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored single parents and relationships. A big thank you to our guests, Martins Akambo from Cameroon and David Barasi from Nairobi, Kenya. And of course, a big thank you to my studio guest, my
Kathy
colleagues.
Stanley.
Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you, Sunday.
Appreciate it. And Tigistic Gaming, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you. That was fun.
Oh, yes. I hope we get to do this more.
We will.
Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be stepfathers. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat, hosted by Nomadu and her guest physician discussing health issue of interest to you. That's Health Church, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.